morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Roxy Selzer in this morning. Hi, Roxy.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You are the owner of, I want to say it's an innovative business here in town.
Thank you.
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
And I think that you're probably still finding people that are like, what is this? What is it for? Why do I do this? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you're the owner of Optimal IV Hydration and Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
You opened up just over a year ago.
Yeah. February 20th was our 1 year anniversary.
So, and you're still, you know,
we're still kicking.
Kicking here, you know, all a year later. I think that's the scariest thing about, one of the scarier things about opening a business is like, okay, if I build it, will they come?
Yeah.
You know, and so let's start with, what is Optimal IV Hydration and Wellness?
Yeah. So Optimal IV is a hydration center, essentially. It's hydration and micronutrients, which is a fancy word for vitamins. So it's elective hydration. So if you've spent too much time in the garden, got dehydrated, you can come in, get a bag of fluids from us with some vitamins to get you perking up and feeling better.
I think people who have heard of this or seen it on TV think, oh, that's the hangover cure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of this like, oh, well, you know, they have those in big cities where people go out and party.
Yeah.
And so you need something like this.
Yeah.
Which is not... That is one.
It is one tiny fraction of what we do.
But that's not, especially in a smaller town. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have like this bar scene, nightlife kind of thing in Cookeville. When you were thinking about opening this, did you think, I don't know if this could even be useful or work in a small rural area?
Oh, definitely. So I'm originally from the West Coast, and this type of business is very popular out there. I would say probably the last 15 years it's been around. Lived in Nashville before we moved to Cookeville. It's definitely on the scene out there. So that was one of the big questions for me, is how is our smaller community going to respond to it? I knew that there was going to be a lot of questions, a lot of education, and I was ready for it. I love teaching. I love educating. So that's kind of the fun side for me, is getting to answer questions and help people understand it better. And I will say, when we did open, the response from the community was far more than I could ever understand.
Positive or negative?
Oh, definitely. No, just so positive. And I mean, I would say 90% of the people that come to see us already know about IV hydration. There just weren't many options, especially when we first opened. I started this whole journey in 2023, and there was only, I think, one other place in town that was like advertising it. And so what I found is people know about it. They just didn't have the option for it. So,
and your kind of driving factor was a personal health scare yourself to open this. And so can you tell me about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I was familiar with IV hydration already. I had worked for a company in Nashville when I lived out there. And I loved it. I'm good at IVs, and I just, you know, meeting new
people.
You're a
nurse practitioner?
I'm a nurse BSN. Yeah.
Okay. By trade. And so you're certified. This is not, you know, just.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've gone to school. I've got a license. All my people are licensed. Yeah. We're legit.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes, if you don't.
Oh, it makes a huge difference.
You know, you're sitting there with in a reclining chair, you feel like, is this a medical thing or not?
Sure.
You know, you don't really know what kind of atmosphere, you know, you have a great atmosphere. So then is this really legit or not?
Yeah.
You know?
And that was one of the balances that I tried to strike in opening, was I didn't want it to feel like a hospital, but I also wanted it to feel professional enough for my clients to understand that we know what we're doing, we're licensed, and you should feel safe here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my personal journey, I have a history of working, you know, in the IV therapy field. I had gone, this was in 2023, in April 2023, we went on vacation to Texas, and I actually ended up having a hemorrhagic ovarian cyst rupture. Didn't know that was happening at the time, so I ended up losing a lot of blood into my abdomen. It led to a very serious emergency surgery where I ended up having a blood transfusion. So that recovery in itself was very in-depth, and just, I mean, I was down and out for several months having to kind of build back that blood loss. And fight off infection and, you know, just the stereotypical recovering from surgery.
Yeah.
And with my history of knowing what, you know, IV therapy can do for you, I was searching for something in town because I couldn't drive myself to Nashville. I could barely, you know, walk to the bathroom and back. So I was looking for somewhere in town that did the higher dose vitamin C, the higher dose glutathione, you know, the immune system supporting things. And there just wasn't anywhere in town at the time that was offering that higher dose.
And one of the things that I've kind of gone through some medical needs of IV hydration myself, and I would go to urgent care because I was so sick.
Yeah.
And they would say, you're really not actually sick enough.
Right.
You don't have a fever.
Yeah.
But I had, you know, I was getting sick, vomiting multiple times a day and just so weak.
Yep.
And the medical professionals at urgent care were saying, you know, insurance won't cover it. You're not sick enough.
And it's so tough.
There are, you know, there's this balance in the medical community that's like, well, there are some needs that aren't necessarily insurance is not going to look at them favorably.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely that gray area where you're sick enough where a bag of fluid will make a huge difference in how you feel. But from an insurance perspective, you don't necessarily need it because you can drink water, quote unquote. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a tough gray area that a lot of people run into, and especially pregnant women as well. That was one population that, you know, as a nurse, I know that they deal with, you know, morning sickness and all that. But when I opened the business, I didn't anticipate that being such a large population that would be coming to see me. And a lot of it has to do with they end up in the ER. They're there for 8-10 hours to get, you know, a bag or two of fluids. And then they're also exposed to everything else in the ER. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that ER visit is
$1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of pregnant women would gladly come to us, pay a couple $100 to get, you know, one or two bags of fluid in a not ER environment, feel a little bit more comfortable and, you know, feel a lot better.
So I feel like business owners kind of come from two tracks. One is that people just want to open a business no matter what. They just love the business life, or people have a career of something and then they think they see a need and they want to open a business.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're kind of that type of entrepreneur. Was opening a business because, yes, you understand wellness and health and IVs, you know, sticking people, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The business aspect is a lot to learn, and
so
even
much.
Just figuring out, is this going to work?
Yeah.
And before you invest all your time and money into something.
Oh yeah.
How did you kind of navigate that?
Oh, let me, it was wild. So I joke and say, like, I'm a nurse at heart. If you fell out right now, I could save your life, but don't ask me to do a business plan because I have no idea what I'm doing. So, I honestly Googled how to start a small business, and the Small Business Association popped up. And so I set an appointment with one of their counselors, met with him. He was like, you know, I think you'd be a great student for the Biz Foundry. And I hadn't heard of them yet. So I said, okay. So I went and, you know, met with Jeff and had a little appointment with him and kind of talked through what I wanted to do. And it just so happened, like, within the next couple of weeks, they were doing the Startup Your Startup class. And so I just jumped in because I didn't know what else, you know, that was what I knew to do. Because I don't have that background in any type of business or finance.
As you were going through, again, when you start a business, it's not something that, you know, it's not a tire shop that there's 10 of them already in town.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were having to explain to everybody along the way, like, this is what it is, this is why it's going to be helpful? Did you feel like you know, that teaching kind of concept? Part of things.
Yeah, kind of. I learned very quickly how to explain the value in it and the need of it. And also there was that I did this from the ground up. I kind of bootstrapped it, you know, like my life savings is in this business. I didn't I've somehow been able to stay out of having to take out a loan for this. So it's my baby, you know, like this is my everything. And I had the option of buying into a franchise versus doing it on my own. And I just felt like I had more not necessarily freedom, but I just had more choices if I did it on my own. But now looking back, that was definitely the hard way. Yeah. Which I guess, you know, I'm grateful that I did it that way because I've learned so much. But yeah, there was a hard learning curve for pretty much everyone that I dealt with, you know, in the business community. Because like you said, it is very new to the area and the community. And at the time, it was one of those, oh, that's a big city. City business.
We're not lucky enough to have have something like that.
Yeah.
We're talking with Roxy Selzer from Optimal Hydration, IV and Hydration and Wellness. Mm-hmm. And now you have two locations that you have IV services at.
Yeah, that came up really quickly. So our medical director is Dr. Cynthia Cahill out of Livingston, and she owns Elevate Medical, which is a direct primary care practice. She's phenomenal. If you're in need of a general practitioner, she's great. But she is our medical director. And so when we opened, things just took
in Livingston.
Off. We opened in Cookeville first.
Okay.
And when we opened there, things just took off. And she saw the value in it and saw the response that the people, you know, our clients were getting from the IVs. And she was like, we've got to do this in our office. So we kind of opened the quote second location or satellite location out of her office. And so we're in Livingston on Fridays.
Any fears about that being... I mean, you know, Cookeville's the hub of the Upper Cumberland. Mm-hmm. So many more things happen in Cookeville. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even just, you know, opening up a hair salon, not in Cookeville, it's a little scary to people.
Definitely.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It was a little out of my comfort zone. I'm glad that we did it because we've had a good response from clients. And we actually get a lot of folks from like Salina and Gainesboro. And so that Livingston office is a little bit easier for them to access.
Well,
so.
And I think that's what, you know, expanding this new concept out throughout mm-hmm. the Upper Cumberland, mm-hmm. it takes like, you know, where there's a low barrier of entry because she already had a facility
sure.
that you could use.
Yep.
So you're able to expand out kind of. Taking little bites instead of huge, you know, eating an elephant one bite at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Roxy Selzer from Optimal IV Hydration and Wellness in this morning. talking about all things wellness, IVs, hydration.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that medical practitioners may say drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference?
Well, obviously, don't stop drinking water because it is good for you. It's just sometimes it's a slower process. So when you're in that, like we talked about being sick and, you know, drinking water versus IV, drinking water is a slower process because it has to go through your gut and your gut has to absorb it. And if you're one of the few people in the United States who have a healthy gut, then you're absorbing what you need to.
But
unfortunately, you know, our culture and food system and doesn't prioritize gut health at the moment. So not many of us have a healthy gut who can absorb what we need.
Well, and one of the things that you and I talked about last week or two, I have had part of organs removed.
Sure.
And that's where I'm supposed to be, getting in the nutrients that I need.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
that was
a lot of people
thing.
Don't realize that. The gut, the colon is a big organ that absorbs nutrients and hydration. And
it's similar to taking, you know, if you're... taking cold medication and mm-hmm. you take the liquid kind as opposed to a pill, the liquid kind's going to get in your system quicker than a pill kind.
Because it's already broken down. So the difference between IV hydration and like drinking it orally, the IV hydration goes straight to your bloodstream. So it bypasses that GI system. Mm-hmm. So we're giving you 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C through your IV. Your body now has 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C to pick and choose from. So it doesn't have to ration it basically. So if you're taking 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C orally, you're lucky to absorb about 500. Mm. And that's just how the gut works. And, you know, that's a healthy gut. Mm-hmm. So when you get it through the IV, you're getting, it's 100% bioavailable. So your body gets to pick and choose what it needs at that moment, not necessarily what the gut is able to make available.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you can kind of feel immediate results
mm-hmm.
of just feeling better. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of, you know, there's a a couple different options of IVs that you have,
yeah,
of cocktails, I guess maybe is
yeah.
And so tell me about the services that you have and what people can look for and who your ideal clients are.
Yeah. So I've tried to make our website as informational as possible. So we do have a service tab on there and it explains each drip and it has the price as well. But essentially our drips kind of build on each other. So it starts with just straight hydration where you can get lactated ringers or normal saline, which is the basic hydration fluids that you would get like if you went to the hospital or the urgent care. And then from there, you just add to it depending on kind of where you're at in your health and wellness journey. So B vitamins, that's, you know, we mentioned the hangover drip. It's got B vitamins and B12. And then the next one would be the wellness drip. That's got vitamin C, zinc, and B vitamins. And then they all just build on it all the way up to the works, which is the higher dose of all the ingredients that we have, all the vitamins.
And what would, you know, I mean, everybody knows they need to drink water, but what would somebody, you know, you mentioned pregnant people who mm-hmm. are having morning sickness. Mm-hmm. When you had your grand opening, mm-hmm. I was talking to a gentleman who was about to go run the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. He's not even doing a race together, like a mega triathlon something.
Yeah. But he was
mad,
you know,
respect for him.
Kind of trying to build up his immunities, mm-hmm. his endurance, and just health and wellness in general.
Yep.
But what other kind of benefits of a drip could people see?
I think kind of just looking at the basics, a lot of people don't realize what dehydration does to you. A quick, like, simple way to know if you're drinking enough water is take your weight, divide it by 2, and that's how many ounces you should be drinking a day, roughly. So I'm 150 pounds. I should be drinking roughly 75 ounces a day.
Mm-hmm. Most people
I'm going to tell you, I try my hardest, but most days I don't hit that number.
And
so
I mean, if you're not thinking about it, you're 100% not hitting it.
But then to kind of piggyback off of that, we're so used to living dehydrated. So those headaches we get fairly often, the neck tightness, the aches and pain, muscle aches and pains, that's all related to dehydration. Mm-hmm. So just simply being hydrated can help you feel better and not just feel better, but normal.
I think that the world thinks of dehydration as you spent 10 hours in mm-hmm. the sun, mm-hmm. sweating all day.
Yeah.
And that's how the only way people think that you can become dehydrated.
Yeah. And that's where the fine line of like being an elective hydration clinic versus that severe dehydration. Like, I've had clients call me and say, well, I know I'm dehydrated. My urine looks like sweet tea. That means you're already vastly dehydrated and you need to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Stopping dehydration before it starts is kind of where we come in. So like staying hydrated, or if you know you're going to be working in the garden, or you know you're going to be, you know, running a marathon, pre-hydration is kind of the better option for your body physically.
Yeah.
Because once you get to that, you know, you worked in the garden for 10 hours and you sweat forever, and now you're really feeling that fatigue, the headache, all those symptoms, you're already really severely dehydrated. And that's when you need to go to like an urgent care.
What are kind of like pre-dehydration signs to kind of look for?
Yeah, I mean, it's like those headaches, you know, if you're somebody who gets headaches often, and, you know, a Tylenol or an ibuprofen doesn't do much for it, you might be dehydrated. You can also look at the skin on the back of your hand. And obviously, if it looks dry, you could be, you know, starting to be dehydrated. Mm-hmm. You can also kind of pinch it up on the back of your hand. And if it stays standing, I forget the medical term off the top of my head at the moment, but if it stays standing and doesn't like retract very fast, then you're starting to be dehydrated.
The less almost elastic your skin is. So you have these drips, so mm-hmm. you can come in for an IV drip. What other options do people have at...
We have Shot Bar. It's the IM injections. So like B12, vitamin D. We have a cocktail shot. So that's an immunity shot with the B vitamins and minerals. That's kind of like the top shot that we have. But yeah, those are nice because they're quick. Your first appointment, we do a medical history for you. So we get you in your system and make sure you're a candidate for it. But those shots, you know, they're 15-minute appointments in and out. So you know, some people don't have the time to sit for an IV, but they want an immunity boost. And so you can come in for that quick 15-minute appointment.
How long is an IV drip about?
The first appointment usually takes about an hour and a half because you get a consultation with the nurse. And then we also go through your medical history to make sure that you're a candidate for elective hydration. If you've ever had, you know, congestive heart failure or kidney, you know, chronic kidney disease, severe lung issues, then that would kind of eliminate you from being a candidate for elective hydration. Mm-hmm. Now, you may definitely need fluids, but it's not something we can provide because you need extra monitoring while you're getting the fluids.
It's kind of that
those are the patients that are in the gray area that we aren't equipped enough to provide a safe environment for.
So every time, most times when I've had an IV, I'm sitting on a paper, disposable paper bed that had, so
a doctor's office.
Kind of experience can people expect when they come in?
So we're located in Optimal Health and Performance, which is Dr. Nate Maynard's office. Him and Melissa have been wonderful for us. But we have two rooms in that office, and I've tried to, like I said earlier, I've tried to make them comfortable but still professional. So you'll come in, it's clean. We've got recliners with heaters. We've got blankets if you need them. No paper. We wipe down the seats after every patient. So there's no germ crossover or anything. But we've tried to make it as comfortable as possible. If you're coming in because you've got a migraine and you're trying some hydration and magnesium, if we're able, if our schedule allows, we can turn the light off and close the door and you can have relaxation music while you're while you're getting your drip. So
we'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Roxy Selzer in from Optimal IV Hydration and Wellness.
It's a mouthful.
Just so that people can remember it all, got to say all parts of it. So tell me a little bit. So you started with the IV hydration. Mm-hmm. You added in shots. Mm-hmm. That was not, that was kind of a necessity and forced your hand to pivot.
Yeah.
Not during COVID because you opened after COVID, but kind of a COVID-esque type thing. So tell me about why you started the shots.
Yeah, well, so when we opened, we offered like your typical vitamin D and your B12 shots. But Hurricane Helene hit, and my heart goes out to everyone who was affected by that directly. And as a business owner, I never in a million years thought that a random hurricane,
North Carolina.
Right, in North Carolina that would affect my business here in Cookeville. But unfortunately, it affected the supply chain drastically. The production facility for a company called Baxter, they provide 60% of the U.S. IV fluids. Wow. The whole entire U.S., not just for IV clinics like myself. That's hospitals, dialysis centers, everything. So when that facility got hit, their production stopped, which meant I was an elective business, I could no longer order IV hydration.
So here you are rolling,
I remember that week so vividly. It was our best week of the year. We had just rolled out NAD. Mm. We saw something like 45 clients was like triple what we normally do. I joke and say we rode that momentum right into a brick wall because I got that call on a Friday night saying that I couldn't order anymore. And I panic, obviously cried a little bit, panic. And then I was like, okay, what do I do? Like, how do I pivot? So I'm grateful for my clientele that we had built up because they were so understanding and they said, no worries, just let us know. And so I was able to kind of quote, finish out, what I had. I had a little bit of a stock in, but in the meantime, I had to pivot and figure out what to do. And so that kind of forced us to amp up the shot bar, which I had been wanting to do anyways, but we were so busy with the IVs, and had such a great response with it. I just, I'm only one person. And so that God gave me the time to pivot and kind of beef up our shot bar. So that's where, the cocktail shot and the immunity shot and the lipo plus with methyl B12 shot, those were all born out of that. And the response to that's been great too.
Yeah. You've been in business now a year and a half. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the biggest lesson you've learned over the last you know, year and a half or so since you started kind of down this path?
Gosh, well, learning how to pivot. I'm so grateful that that was 2 months. We were basically shut down from doing IVs, which was our main bread and butter.
I actually thought there was, you know, background talk about your business. Uh-huh. And I thought, is she shutting down?
Yeah.
Is that what's, you know?
Yeah, I basically shut down to new clients for almost 2 months.
Yeah.
And then when we finally got the green light to order, we reopened. But learning how to pivot, but also just surrounding yourself with business people and having the ability, like having a mentor or mentors, you know, that they don't necessarily have to be in your business, but they're business people. And so just having that kind of group or person to bounce ideas off of, or hey, this is what happened, how would you handle it, kind of thing.
I think sometimes as business owners, you're so focused on growing your business, starting your business, educating people on your business, that you forget just to take time to, you know, communicate, to talk with, to just
kind of build that community for yourself of business people. Yeah.
Because I think that just being able to say, this is hard sometimes, and somebody saying, yeah, it was hard for me too.
It's like, hard. That's normal. Yeah. You're going to get through it. Yeah.
I think that you can, you know, you do have to take care of your own mental space, your own emotional state.
I learned that early on. Oh my God.
Owner.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. I come from a surgical background, so I have ICU background, but the bulk of my nursing career is surgery, and you take call shifts. And when I first opened, I had the office phone on me at all times. Mm-hmm. And I've realized about 5 months in that I was treating it like a call shift. I had it on me all the time. And that, I didn't realize it at the time, but my stress level was just through the roof because I always had the phone on me. Mm-hmm. And so that was a hard lesson to learn for myself early on. Like I've, like you said, boundaries, mental space, you've got to take care of yourself. Cause if you don't take care of yourself, that reflects on the business.
When you are on call, you're just going in, you know, you're maybe going into work, calling it.
That phone rings, you answer it immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not a lost customer that could potentially be money in your pocket.
That's what I had to learn.
So that's the thing where it's like, well, I've done this, I've had my phone on at shifts before, but you're only on a shift when you're on call. And when you're a business owner, you're always on.
Yep.
And B, it's not that, you know, you're just going in, working your shift, clocking out. It's 24/7 of on call, and you just can't, that's not healthy.
Right. It's not. And so I had to, one, figure out boundaries, but two, figure out, you know, I don't want to lose that customer because I want to be able to help them. But I also had to figure out how to accommodate them after hours kind of thing. So that's where I poured into the website to try to make it as informational as possible. The frequently asked questions section is pretty in depth because I was trying to be helpful, but then also having the ability to schedule online, you know, the prices are there. I've tried to do what I can to help clients after hours.
I think
hours.
That's one thing that people think, well, you know, a booking software or learning a booking software or putting everything in for a booking software, it's robust, it's time consuming.
It's well worth it,
but
though.
It's well worth it from the customer end. I think that thinking about things from the customer end it is always a good driving force
Definitely.
You know, a business owner.
Yeah. I've actually I've gone through my own system as a customer, and it's not the most user friendly. So it's actually shifted me into a different system we're going to be getting in the next like 2 months probably, which I'm excited about. But
well, and so you also have hired, you started off just you, you've hired more staff on.
Yeah.
So how many staff do you have now?
I've got, let's see, Jordan, Jamie, Tyler, Sam. I've got four that work for me. Currently, my mom's a nurse and she helps out as well. She still has a current license and all the things, and she's great at IVs. So she helps me out for events and stuff. And then I actually just interviewed another nurse. We're likely going to be bringing her on as well. So,
is that beyond what you're
Oh my God, wild. Yeah. It's so funny. I'm in the process of like going through the insurance part. And you know, when I set it all up, they were like, well, what do you think your payroll is going to be? And I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, maybe 10,000 for the year. Like, I don't know. It's just me, you know.
Yeah.
And I just look back and that was just so naive, you know, like because of how much we grew so fast.
Do you
think it's good? You know, it's good problems.
There's probably a chance. I mean, for every successful business owner, mm-hmm. if you're really that successful, you're no longer in the business. We've talked with Meg's Bread, mm-hmm. which is another business on the west side of Cookeville. And, you know, we're like, if you're really good at this, you're not going to be making bread anymore.
Yeah.
You're going to be a business owner.
Yeah.
You're going to be managing
staff. I'm feeling that transition
and,
right now.
You know,
yeah.
That's something that you never think that when you start. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, well, you know, I know this medical side of IVs.
Yep.
I can do this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, now I'm running a business.
Yeah.
And that transition is definitely something that most people don't foresee happening.
Yeah. It's definitely something that you don't think about when you first start out. I will say though, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed getting to learn the business side of things, and it's not necessarily a game for me, but it's like, okay, where can I make the improvements? I see this, or this was a problem that was brought to me. How do I fix it? And I really enjoy it.
What do you see kind of the future of Optimal IV Hydration and Wellness?
Gosh.
Where do you see this going?
I never thought I'd be here, first of all, but it's just, it's exciting. There's a lot of, I get a lot of questions like, oh, we'd love a sauna, or oh, we'd love a float pod, or, you know, so I'm definitely in the kind of trenches of figuring out how to expand into something like that.
Because both your locations, you're kind of in other doctor's
right.
offices.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe the possibility of having an Optimal IV Hydration and Wellness Center itself.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think, I don't think I can do it on my own. I don't know if I want to do it on my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
but yeah, I've got some like-minded individuals. We're, you know, talking about possibilities of kind of locking arms and seeing what we can provide for the community. So,
and if people want to book with you, you mentioned that you've done a lot of work on this website.
Yeah.
Tell me what that website is that people can book with.
Yeah, it's optimalivhydration.com. And we're on social media as well. So Optimal IV Hydration is our handle on both Instagram and Facebook.
And people can go over to that website, get all their questions answered, mm-hmm. even book right mm-hmm. there.
Yep.
Anything that people should be worried about of just going on and doing it themselves?
The biggest question is they don't know what drip they need. And so I usually, and that's under the frequently asked questions. If you don't know what you need, just schedule a hydration drip and we can always, you're going to get a consultation with us, and we never mix anything up until we've actually seen you, talk to you, know what we're doing. So it's easy from our standpoint. Just book a hydration drip and come in for the consultation and we'll figure out what you need.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roxy Selzer, Optimal IV Hydration and Wellness
yeah.
over on the west side of Cookeville
yep.
in the Optimal
Health and Performance, Dr. Maynard's office.
Building.
We're kind of around the corner from Cream City, right by the bicycle arch.
Yep, that, down by the depot. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
there's plenty of parking where you're at,
yep.
which is
a
complaint of the west side. And so
yeah.
go over and see Roxy and her team. They know what they're doing, and definitely make yourself feel better.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.